talking about the machloket that there was in Breslev before Uman was open, you have to go to Meron or to go to stay in Yerushalayim. So Shmuel Shapira, everyone knew he went to Meron, and Levi Yitzchak, everyone knew, stayed there. But they never said what to do. If anyone asked him, so there's one guy, a relative of Shmuel, he made him crazy for years. No, tell us what to do. You should tell us what you think. So at the end, he saw, he can't say, he said at the end, no, you see what I do. That's how he answered. You see what I do. He didn't say, go, don't go. You see what I do. He didn't want to say in his mouth, you have to go against the other Rabbanim. Out in public. In private, he could tell a person, yeah, you should go to Meron. In general, he didn't want to say in public. There was a group of guys from Yeshiva Korat Yosef, Sfaradi Yeshiva, the big Sfaradi Yeshiva right near your house, were debating if they were getting close to Breslev. They wanted to know, should they go to the shul or should they go to Meron? Rav Arush went in the shul all the time, with Rav Berlin. He stayed in the shul. So when they came to him, to Shmuel Shapira, to ask him, what should we do? So Shmuel pointed to the corner. You see that he's the head of the group here. His name is Levi Yitzchak Bender. Go ask him. Even though he knew Levi Yitzchak was going to stay. But that's how he is. One of his grandchildren, who was close to Levi Yitzchak Bender, he was convinced by Levi Yitzchak Bender to stay in Yerushalayim. People from Meron, the people who went to Meron, tried to convince him to go to Meron. And your grandfather's going to have a lot of sorrow if you don't come. So he went to his grandfather, to Shmuel Shapira, to ask him. So Shmuel trembled for you for the idea. What? I'm going to be sorry about you staying here and going to the Kotel and staying with them? What? You'll daven for me at the Kotel and I'll daven for you by Rashi. What? It's great. But he didn't have... He was shocked even for the idea. Wait, I'm going to have a sorrow from a Jew staying here in Yerushalayim? It wasn't a personal thing at all. When Reb Chaim Brod, one of the big tzaddikim of Breslev, came to Yerushalayim, came up from Chutz La'aretz, immediately people talked to him to stay in Yerushalayim, to go to Meron. So he went to ask him Shmuel.
Where was he in Chutz La'aretz?
Huh?
Where was he in Chutz La'aretz?
I have no idea. I think he was in Russia. He was able to get out somewhere. Shmuel didn't say. Reb Chaim is trying to tell me what to do. He was a very simple person. He wasn't trying to walk like it. Just simply tell me, what should I do? I don't know. They're telling me here. Is that what's the best thing to do? So, he's trying to convince him to tell him what you do. When the Rabbanit saw, also they tried. Shmuel, Reb Chaim is waiting for an answer. Tell him the answer. Nothing helped. He didn't say anything. What's that?
He lived this whole thing, but not to take responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't want to take side of the machloket. There's a machloket we are in it. He's not a side of it. He's not a part of it. That was the main thing. I'm not part of the machloket. Wife used to always ask him, all the tzaddikim from the generation when the last generation, Mashiach Zan is in the opening. Why? Were they wrong? It's a big tzaddikim. Till today, also, the same question we have. Big tzaddikim, you say, we're the last generation. The Holocaust is approved. The state is approved. We're still living out in Israel. There's that. All out of proof that we're the last generation. Chazanish said, what, they're all wrong? Why isn't it coming? So Shmuel said, no. Of course, they all said it's right. But the Yitzhak sees that it's right. So he calls machlokes. There's a machlokes, it pushes away the gula.
What?
Machlokes pushes away the gula from us. The Gemara says, this is the Daf Yomim today. Today or Shabbos. The whole world is nourished because of Chanina Bni, my son Chanina Ben Dosa, was a Tana, holy Tana. Rav Chaim Ben Dosa is enough for him for a portion of carobs. So there's a saying about Rav Shmuel also. The whole world is nourished because of Rav Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel, he has enough with 7 lira a week from Yeshiva Yitzchayim. That's what was his parnasa. 7 lira is a very little amount. It's like saying 200 shekels a week or something. Very little amount. Yeah. you can't pay rent with that. You can't buy food with that. You can't.
I've worked with it.
No? Hashem worked. Shmuel, complete booze. low dignity, low. Didn't pay attention to money at all. He hated the money completely. He hated the money. In the later years of his life, people used to give him pidyon, do pidyon, so he had more money. Also that, on the way from the kotel to the house, he probably gave most of it out, and whatever was left, he gave his wife. Not always was what to give over. So when he was younger, he learned little pieces of Sichot Aran, he learned a little bit of Sein HaNatzik HaZlali, and then he became satisfied and he continued on his life.
So the following is footsteps.